Welcome everybody to day two of this first week of Advent. We are so happy to see you.
So we are continuing to examine St. Alphonsus Liguori's Advent sermons throughout this whole Advent journey. And today is the topic of sin and how God is dishonored by it. And I think sometimes within our culture, we have lost the sense of sin. In St. Alphonsus Liguori's mind, that's always present. Mm-hmm. And today he really emphasizes that right at the very beginning, and this is what stood out to me.
When the sinner deliberates whether he shall give or refuse his consent to sin, he takes the balance into his hands to decide which is of greater value, the favor of God or some passion, some worldly interest or pleasure. When he yields to temptation, what does he do? He decides that some wretched gratification is more desirable than the favor of God. Thus, it is that he dishonors God, declaring by his consent that a miserable pleasure is preferable to the divine friendship. Thus, then, O God, have I so many times dishonored thee, by esteeming thee less than my miserable passions.
St. Alphonsus says, God, so many times I have dishonored thee. That's a simple sentence, but I think it carries so much weight that we really don't understand. How serious is sin, and how does it dishonor God? Well, let's consider a different type of relationship, such as marriage. Janelle is my best friend. Over 20 years ago, I was going through the scripture of love is the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. And as I began to meditate upon that scripture, it was before we were married, I realized Janelle is patient. Janelle is kind. She's joyful. And I recognized the fruits of the Spirit alive in your life. God's goodness. And that was one of the things that really attracted me to you, was just your relationship with God and the fruits of the Spirit alive in your life. And now we're married. We've been married for 11 years.
And now you see that none of it's true.
I see it, and it's more true than I thought ever than before. See, that's the point. I see God's goodness in your life. God's goodness in your life, even on your worst day. God's goodness, I see it, and I'm so grateful. And I think, how devastating would it be for me to choose to love another? I don't even want to think about it, because it brings so much destruction and pain to you, to who I love more than anyone else. And then I think about my kids, our children. The choice to be unfaithful is what I'm talking about. What destruction it brings to relationships within marriage. And to say that a choice of unfaithfulness is a dishonor to you is an understatement. And the decision to reject God and choose something other than him, to say that it dishonors him is an understatement. Because God is infinitely more offended than if I choose an act of unfaithfulness in marriage. Because God is perfect in all ways, perfect in justice, perfect in mercy, perfect in love. And to sin against him is a grave offense because he is so good. St. Thomas says, the magnitude of the punishment matches the magnitude of the sin. Now, a sin that is against God is infinite. The higher the person against whom it is committed, the graver the sin. It is more criminal to strike a head of state than a private citizen. And God is of infinite greatness. Therefore, an infinite punishment is deserved for a sin committed against him. So friends, this is why all sin is so serious. Our sin is not just an offense against our equal, simply another person, but our sin is an offense against the infinite greatness of God. Therefore, it deserves an infinite punishment. So let these words sink in. God is dishonored by our sin, and infinitely so. And so, friends, this time is to really examine our hearts so that we can prepare to receive the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So some might be saying, well, hey, I'm not in mortal sin, and maybe I struggle with a little bit of venial sin. not a big deal. Well, according to St. Alphonsus, venial sin is still a pretty big deal.
Our Lord once showed St. Catherine of Siena the hideousness of one single venial sin, and such was the dread and sorrow of the saint that she fell senseless to the ground. This isn't so that everyone's scared at the end of this video, right?
But I suppose if we're not falling senseless to the ground, it's probably because we don't understand the seriousness of venial sin, let alone mortal sin.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Okay, one little line that I wanted to share, is that okay?
Yeah.
Can we hop into that? Is this. In this world, the rich and the noble are called happy, but true happiness consists in a life of sanctity. Rejoice, ye souls who live in tribulation. Your sorrow shall be turned into joy.
See, Janelle always has this gift of drawing out the good lines.
Well, no, I have one more that's like not really that good, so just hold on here. But I just feel like it's so true, you know, like... But at the same time, I feel like there is a tension within me because it's like I want to be in the world, but not of the world. And how can I, you know, try and strive for a life of holiness completely, like be all in? Because I feel like I've got like one leg on one side of the fence and the other on the other side. And anyhow, work in progress. Mm. Get to confession. Okay, this is the scary part. No, I'm just joking. I won't preface it like that. But it is a little bit scary. This is St. Ephrem. And this is one of the things that I love about St. Alphonsus. It's not often him who's quoting himself. He's actually quoting many, many different saints. And it's amazing how he can do this. There wasn't even the internet back then. So he's speaking of the souls as they are departing. Basically, the reprobates. And this is what the reprobate says. Farewell, ye just. Farewell, O cross. Farewell, O paradise. Farewell, fathers and brothers. We shall never see you again. Farewell, O Mary, Mother of God. Then a great pit shall open in the middle of the valley. The unhappy damned shall be cast into it and shall see those gates shut, which shall never again be opened. But this is the hopeful part. But let us have confidence, for Jesus Christ is now a father and not a judge. He is ready to pardon all who repent. So the point is, we need to get to confession and repent and truly repent. Ask God to reveal to us those sins that maybe we have gone unnoticed, or those that are habitual and we just have forgotten how much they've offended him.
We don't talk about this often. I mean, when's the last time you heard a sermon about hell, the final goodbye? It's good to remind ourselves of these things in these liturgical times.
Yeah, it's rather interesting to be talking about this during Advent.
Yeah.
Because you would think this would be more fitting for Lent, but maybe, obviously, this is very fitting for Advent.
We're preparing for the birth of our Savior. So thanks for watching today. Remember, please say the rosary along with us. Link will be right up there. Comment below what stood out to you and why in the readings, if you read them, and also in the video. We'd love to learn from you. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you tomorrow. If you'd like to get all our videos emailed to you, head over to catholicspeaker.com and join Catholic Minute. And a special thank you to our Patreon team. You allow us to keep all our videos free for everyone. So thank you so much for your monthly support.